All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shekhlach from the Intlakepmich Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And it's October 31st. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Woo! Yeah, we got our brother Wegedesk on the show with us today. And
Welcome. Thanks for tuning in to Eagle Nation. We love you lots.
Yes. We have a subject today, and it's on encouragement, and it coincides with our theme of the week, which is Fun Drive. It's our annual fun driving week. All the programmers, we do a big fun drive program to raise funds to keep our radio station going and keeping all the radio programmers in tune and on the air and providing a lot of positivity and human growth and encouragement for human rights and justice.
Independent media, man, hard to find.
Absolutely, man. It's so important to everybody get involved and be radio's best friend. That's our theme of the of the year.
All right.
Yeah, so we have our show coming up today, and we're going to be playing some awesome music, and we're going to be getting to some of our regular guests and co-hosts. We do have part two of Dr. Akvan's interview that we had with him earlier. And we also have Shkwait Shekhlach coming in, my brother from Gwaishkina, and also the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. So we have some awesome music coming up. And we have Digital Distortion, we have Mantra Machine, we have Swin Growers, we have Cyclona, and Pokey Lafarge. So stay tuned for all that, and we're going to be playing our next song, which is going to be Digenti Mice, and this is from Digital Distortions. So have a listen to that. It's going to be a fun one. It's pretty wild and it's spooky. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. Ooh, man. That got us in the spirit of Halloween.
Yeah, that was spooky. And, man, for those of you who didn't see the music video, it was like a rat rock band, and they were, like, sketching out hard, rocking away. Midnight Feast, right, was the name of the second half of that.
The Gente Mice Midnight Feast, and that was from Digital Distortion. And so we welcome our guests, our listeners from all over the world, from Germany, from England, from Spain, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Thank you for joining us on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and encouragement for and empowerment for human rights and justice. And just an awesome show today. And we thank you all for joining us, and we thank our brother Wegedesk for making it in today, and would love to ask him to please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths.
Definitely, bro. This is the best part of my day, guys, breathing. So why don't we do these next three deep breaths, super relaxed, super easy and graceful, and hopefully we can bring so much of that good energy in us with these deep breaths that it'll last us at least the rest of the day. So let's relax our belly, our jaws, our shoulders, our fingers, everything, get nice and relaxed. And when we breathe in through the nose, we're thinking about all the love in the world, anything that you really appreciate, beauty, success, whatever it is you want. Let's breathe it in 3, 2, 1, all the way in. And exhale, let everything go. One more in through the nose. All that love, and just let everything go. And let's do one more. Really get that beautiful air inside you. Yeah, man. If only all of life were that simple, hey?
Oh, man. It always gets me jacked up, man. We always have a great show when we can get these deep breaths in, get the oxygen into our brains and blood, get us all ready for an awesome show. And we have our subject today, and it's on encouragement. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Encouragement. Okay, well, I got the memo. It said empowerment. But I could definitely work with encouragement, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I guess it kind of reminds me of the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. And I've always been the kind of person that smiles at people when they walk by. I nod my head. I acknowledge them. Sometimes I say hello. Encouragement and just the basic principles of life. Just, you know, making people know that they're valuable and appreciated. I think that type of encouragement really puts wind under our sails so that then, you know, that person can go on and maybe share a little bit of that positivity with somebody else. And what's so awesome for humans is that it doesn't cost us anything extra to be happy. You know, we could just take a couple deep breaths and be encouraged. But when somebody else tosses us a nice gift, you know, a hey, oh, you look great today, or hey, you did a really good job on that project, or hey, you're really smart, this is why, you know, when people throw that on our laps, yeah, we can't help but feel happy and just love life more. And I think I know for sure that the more we all love life, the more we're all going to work together a lot faster, a lot sooner, a lot better, and a lot stronger to create all the changes we need to see in the world.
That's absolutely true, and you're right. I miswrote my notes down.
Okay,
and
yeah.
It was empowerment.
Empowerment, okay, yeah. Well,
but it's very close to encouragement, though.
And encouragement is empowering.
Yes, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, and for me, because our show is all about, our theme of the whole week is about fund drive and raising funds to keep our program and station going, and our way of donating and showing encouragement and empowerment for all these beautiful, wonderful programs that we have at the station. And just having the funds to make sure that we have the right software going on our programs, our computers to keep our music going, and ensuring that we have the ability to share all our positivity, our beautiful music that we have, and adding to the lives of our listeners all mm-hmm. over the world. And it's our opportunity, each one of us, you know, as our listeners are from all over the world, to ensure that they know where their money is going, their hard-earned money, to share it with an organization and a station that is independent and very tuned into spreading the truth and positivity for, you know, human growth and in empowerment for human rights and justice.
Yeah.
And it's just something that we can be assured that, you know, our money is going towards a very good and huge, wonderful cause to improve this world and mm-hmm. Make it a better place, and be a positive influence in our lives and the lives of those around us.
That's right. Heck yeah. I remember when the truckers were doing their convoy across Canada and we were shouting them out, giving them a lot of love. And, you know, it's that kind of media attention that we need. We need to hear the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not always going to get it from the big busters out there.
Yeah, for sure. All those corporations. Oh. Yeah. So we're going to continue on with our program. And we're coming up next, we're going to have part two of our interview with Dr. Akvan, our international law lawyer from the United Nations. World renowned and just a special individual. So we're going to play him some music from Mantra Machine from Holland. And this is their song Andromeda. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody.
Thank you.
some super chill music for a super chill individual. That was Mantra Machine and their song Andromeda, and we played that for Dr. Akfan, and we're going to play the rest of this interview right now, part two. You know, we're so honored and blessed to have the descendant of King Cyrus and King Darius, the first ones that wrote human rights in stone. And it's just an honor and a blessing to receive the knowledge that you have, the experience that you have. And it's just a great, great day and age for humanity. You're a hero of humanity. And for the last part, we would like to ask you, what's the best website and YouTube channel to get more information and insight from your wonderful words?
Well, thank you for your kind words. First of all, I don't see myself personally as a hero, because I've really seen how much suffering there is in the world, and I feel that anything that I do is just a drop in the bucket. So I really think that it takes all of us to join forces and accept responsibility. And each and every one of us is capable of doing great, great good on a daily basis and throughout our life. And secondly, in terms of YouTube or website, I unfortunately don't have anything specific to share with you, except to say that, you know, there are many different sources of inspiration that one can find. And by inspiration, I speak about spiritual traditions. We have the richness of humankind is exemplified through our capacity for transcendence, for finding that in our spiritual essence, we are all one and the same. I was brought up as a member of the Baha'i faith in Iran, which is persecuted today. And you refer to Cyrus the Great, who, as you eloquently put it, in 450 BC, in a cylinder made out of clay, proclaimed religious freedom. And today, sadly, in Iran, we see violence, hateful persecution on grounds of religious belief, especially against the Baha'i community. But one of the beliefs that I was brought up with is once again that the oneness of humankind is not just an ideal, but it is a reality. And you can see that that has shaped my thinking and what I shared with you just a few moments ago. But also that we are going through an extraordinary period in our historical evolution as humankind. And if we go back to the religions of the past and the spiritual beliefs and visions across the world, whether it is indigenous peoples in the Americas, whether it is Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Zoroastrianism, and so on and so forth, all of these traditions speak about a day when the peoples of the world would come together. They speak about the day when, what is it in the Bible, we shall beat our swords into plowshares and our spears into pruning hooks. So this vision of, you know, the lion and the lamb lying together, this is what's happening today in the world. Mm-hmm. All the peoples of the world are coming together. And of course, it's very chaotic because we are not accustomed to living in such a world. All of the assumptions and institutions and traditions that we've had are being upset, and we are in a period of disequilibrium. So in the midst of this confusion, it's easy to retreat very often into ignorant, hateful, exclusionary identities, to, in a sense, run back to our mother's womb because we are afraid of being a responsible adult in a complicated world. Mm-hmm. But we all know that you cannot run back to your mother's womb. That is an illusion. It's impossible. You can only move forward. So all this to say that this is why I have this sense of optimism that we are experiencing these difficulties only because we don't understand what a magnificent historical transition we're going through as we reach a world which was unimaginable by our forefathers. And before I leave you, I can just share with you maybe one example of my own wonderful father, who is 96 years old this year.
Wow.
And he was born in Iran in 1928. And he was brought up without electricity. He studied by candlelight. He was brought up without running water. They drew water from the well. And in 1928 in Iran, half of his brothers and sisters died in their infancy because the infant mortality rate was 50%. A mother would lose half of her children. It was normal because of dysentery, cholera, very simple diseases. So today, that same 96-year-old man talks to his grandchildren on Zoom. And we take it for granted. We take it for granted. So what, I just give that as an example of how radically the world has changed. You know, the Industrial Revolution in Europe, which forever changed human history, because prior to the Industrial Revolution, you had feudalism, people plowing the land under a feudal lord, subsistence agriculture, producing just enough to feed your family. In medieval Europe, life expectancy was 30 years of age. 30 years of age life expectancy. And the fear of disease and poverty and ignorance and illiteracy, life was absolutely horrid when you think about it. And then the Industrial Revolution came, and through the invention of steam power and industry and a host of other technologies, over almost 150 to 200 years, Europe was forever transformed, and with it the rest of the world, because Europe also colonized the rest of the world and brought with it its technology and ideologies. So why am I saying this? Because, getting back to the story of my father, how old is the technological revolution? Maybe 30 years old,